Harvest Progress on Crop Tour Tuesday. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, reporting on the latest news in agriculture on Hoosier Ag Today. The news is brought to you by Keystone Cooperative. Attention high schoolers, join Keystone Co-op at their Mount Summit branch on November 11th to learn about career opportunities after high school. Visit keystonecoop.com/seed for details. After missing critical reports in October, USDA announced on Friday that several key November reports will be published, despite the lingering government shutdown. Previously scheduled to be released on November 10th, USDA says they'll release the crop production and World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates, or WASDE reports, on November 14th. So we'll have harvest data soon enough, but in the meantime, let's check in with farmers from around the state on our final Crop Tour Tuesday of the harvest season. It's the final one because, for the most part, harvest is wrapping up around the state. Let's begin in northern Indiana's LaPorte County. Indiana Soybean Alliance Chair Denise Scarborough is getting very close to the finish line.
We are currently rolling along with commercial corn harvest. We have most of our cover crops planted at this point right now. We're still trying to get in a little bit of rye going in behind the combine. We have been fortunate. We've been pretty dry. Our corn moisture is still a tick up there, so some days we're catching the drier. Our corn yields are doing better than we anticipated, given how dry we were the growing season. Hopefully we'll be wrapping up within the next week or so.
In southern Indiana, National Corn Board member J.R. Reisner is also close to wrapping up in DuBois County.
Harvest is just about completed in our area. There's just a handful of crops left out in the field. Looks like we'll have several days here this week to wrap things up. Maybe be able to get out and do a little bit of field work towards the latter half of the week. We have had some rain that has kept us out of the field and the ground starting to get to where we won't be able to do a whole lot of things out in the field anymore. Crop overall has been good. Some places have been better than others, but overall we've had a pretty fair crop. Looking forward to wrapping things up for the winter and on to next season.
Central Indiana seems to be where farmers have had the best luck with harvest progress. On the west side of the state, Ryan Rippey farms in Tippecanoe, Montgomery, and Fountain counties.
We're wrapped up with harvest. As I'm driving around as well, I'm not seeing a whole lot of crop left in the field. I'd say we're probably less than 10% in this area of crop standing, so getting pretty well wound down. We're still working on some fall burn down herbicide applications and working on some lime, a little bit of fall tillage left to do. We probably start to work on fall fertilizer here as well pretty soon. Also, probably work on later in the week with the nice weather, trying to get the combine cleaned up and put away.
And if you head east from there, you'll run into Cox Farms Incorporated in Delaware County. That's where we find farmer Jenna Scott.
We finished up our harvest last week, so it was nice to have everything done, cleaned up, and put away. I have some family members that have some double crop beans and some replanted corn that aren't quite ready yet to get out of the fields. But in general, I would say driving around, it looks like everybody's making a lot of good headway, looking to finish up here soon. And we are ready for some rest, looking forward to rest, and we will get ready to do it all again next year.
For those who are done with harvest, do take a little bit of rest. And for those still wrapping up, please stay safe out there. Over the weekend, the National FFA Convention concluded in Indianapolis. Record attendance set during that convention and new officers announced. You can read more at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.